Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
My eyes are prepared. How are yours, Sam?
Good. Sorry, I actually wasn't even paying attention to the show. I was just texting my friend about to tune him out, and then I realised that the red light was on, and I was like, okay, we're doing
it. That's me. That's me. Good tune him out, though. Sandwich?
They're going for a bagel tune him out.
Oh, fair. Strong. Yeah. I didn't know you could get a bagel version of that.
Very wet food.
Ooh.
Anyway, TV.
TV.
Okay, so I'm bringing you a show that I kind of stumbled upon again by accident.
Okay.
So there's a kind of long-winded tale to this. The show is Cobra Kai, and it's on Netflix. And if you don't know what Cobra Kai is, it's kind of like a television sequel to the film Karate Kid from the 80s.
Yes.
Which I loved that film.
Yeah, iconic film.
Iconic. But I watched it without realizing it was iconic. Like, this is just one of those films that, like, my family would just show me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that it was
a whole thing.
Yeah, and then it's a whole thing. And basically, this is set in, you know, the 2019s, 2020s, 2021s. And it is the main bad guy. I need to pop their names, but the main bad guy from the first film.
Yes.
People are going to get mad at me in the text.
The main bad guy texts us in.
I can't remember his name, but he is the blonde main bad guy. You'll know if you've seen the film.
Yeah.
And it's him in his 50s, and he tries to reopen the Cobra Kai dojo.
Okay.
And he was the bad guy, and the Cobra Kai's are the bad guys, right?
And he's still a bad guy. He hasn't matured.
Well, no, he hasn't matured, so it is like really arrested development. But it kind of like shifts your perspective on the original, original movie. And you're like, oh, like, was he a bad guy, or was he just a teenager doing a karate competition with a bad coach? Like, and you
true.
Know, you get to explore like how Sarah gets it. You get to explore how different perspectives can actually inform, you know, someone's reality.
Totally.
So Michael LaRusso is the main guy from Karate Kid, and he's now very successful. And the bad guy
is the bad guy's name Johnny. We've had a text in that said Johnny.
Let's just go with Johnny, okay? I'm really bad with these names.
We're all just guessing bad
guy
names.
I totally forgot this was happening. Anyway, Johnny, he's a washed up loser. He's 50. He drives a Camaro. He's having a hard time. He's trying to do a karate dojo in LA in the 2019s. Karate's not cool anymore, guys.
No.
Karate was cool in the 80s. Karate's not cool anymore. You don't see people going in zombie movies doing karate.
No, you don't. Yeah.
You know?
It's true. It had its moment.
But back in the day, you know, the Bruce Lee's, Jackie Chan's, everyone was like, I want to do karate.
I'm going to be the Karate Kid.
Exactly. So you basically get to see him as an adult. Kind of start growing up, I guess is the word, because I'm through the first season. There's three seasons. And he's kind of coming to terms with the fact that his life hasn't really gone where he wanted it to go. Michael LaRusso, who was the good guy in Karate Kid, is
having a great time.
Wife, two kids, car dealerships, beautiful big house. And it's kind of like a rags to riches story with him.
Yep.
And then for the bad guy, it's a riches to rags story.
Womp.
And you get to kind of really examine the relationship and how the fact that they were like the same person, just on opposite ends. And because you're a teenager, you don't actually think about other people's backgrounds and what's going on.
No.
So they've got to all come to terms with that. And then also the bad guy's son is like trying to be friends with Michael LaRusso, and it's all going on, and they're estranged. And it has like the perfect amount of callbacks to the original films.
Yeah.
And like it also cuts together with some of the footage from the original films, which is quite fun.
Oh, that's cool. Is it done well? Because that could be really naff.
Oh, yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
I think
this is fun. So the long-winded story of this is I started watching it years ago. I watched the first episode, and I was like, this is just bad. And I was like, I'm not going to finish this. And then my friend was telling me he was watching it because it got picked up by Netflix and got put on Netflix after being a YouTube originally, I believe.
Oh, true.
YouTube original.
Yeah. It was meant to be like their flagship program, and then they went into non-scripted content for YouTube instead. So it got picked up by Netflix, and a lot of TV shows now are getting put on Netflix, and suddenly they're getting a new wave of fans because that's everyone's main streaming platform.
Everyone's on Netflix, yeah.
So it was kind of languishing with one season not getting picked up, and then suddenly it's got three seasons now with a fourth one coming out. I binged all season one this week, and I'm adequately happy about it. In season two, watched the first episode, and the production value is so much better.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, I can see where this is going. And while it is just kind of like a silly comedy drama, schlocky, like 80s vibe kind of TV show. It really speaks to like my original sensibilities of like watching like 80s like B movies, you know?
Mm.
And I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it.
Is it Daniel LaRusso?
Daniel LaRusso.
Yeah, oh we've had about 16 texts.
I'm sorry, guys.
Sam's thinking about sandwiches today, so.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I usually have the names in front of me, but I don't today. So this is what's happening.
It's Friday. We're about to hit the weekend. We can all watch Cobra Kai and also, have a good time.
Everyone knows who the Karate Kid people are talking about. Like, if I say good guy and bad guy, they know what I'm talking
about.
I know.
I've got to say, I've not watched the Karate Kid for years, and I can't remember any characters' names, but I can remember everything that happens in that movie. Yeah. Very, very well.
The crane kick.
Yes, the crane.
And they reference it in the show. They reference all these things in the show, and it's just, it's nice. Like, it's
okay, because that's I think what my concern was, is I was like, is this just going to be like a calling card back to the original in a kind of naff and sort of like I could just be watching the original way, or is it got its own merits? But it sounds like it has its own merits.
It has its own merits. Like, the parallels are very, very like, okay, I get it. Like, there's a lot of ability to eye roll within the show,
but you just sort of have to get on board with it.
Yeah, you can be like, well, okay. I mean, it is Karate Kid. Like, Karate Kid wasn't like the most believable movie in the world.
What, like, are you talking about?
Like, I don't think Wax On Wax Off it was a legitimate strategy to win a fight. That's just me personally, though. I've never been in a fight, so maybe I'm wrong. Get in the comments. but yeah, no, I think this is a show that everyone should, if they enjoy Karate Kid and if they enjoy 80s schlocky films, should go give it a watch, because I'm really like thoroughly enjoying it.
You've had a full 180 on it.
Yeah, and the difference from me first watching it is now there's four seasons, so I can just be like, okay, now I'm into it. I can just binge all of these.
People are agreeing with you here. Cobra Kai is funny as it knows it's taking the piss out of itself. Johnny is hilarious.
His name is Johnny. Perfect.
His name is Johnny.
Boom. yeah, and that's the thing, is because it is a story of a man who's trapped in his like 17-year-old self. You have to just be like, this guy is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, he there's no political correctness. He doesn't have a phone. He doesn't know what's going on around him. He doesn't know any of the references, any of the teenagers he's teaching.
Oh, no.
And also, he teaches, like, losers to, like, defend themselves at school, but he teaches them in a really, like, kind of whack way. So they get really violent. So there's all these violent nerds that are, like, fighting their bullies. And you're like, whoa, this is sick.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'm going to go watch it this weekend. Cobra Kai on Netflix. Easy access. Hey, cheers for that one, Sam.
Hey, no worries. I'm sorry I didn't remember the names, but
We all knew what you were talking about. We got there in the end. Have a lovely weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
I'll see you at working late. Woohoo!
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.